listen to what they're saying. Peep the game. And listen to what I'm saying. Hold us accountable for it.
I wonder who I do it for. Cause I've been fucked up. But I'ma need you to listen, so shut the fuck up.
What does that mean?
Water on my butt like a tub?
Yeah, like, what was the point of saying that?
I don't think there was a point, but I guess
you just
like
had to run.
If you're sitting in a tub, you know you got water on your butt.
Yeah, but what does water on your butt mean, though?
I don't think it has. It's Kodak Black. I don't think it's got a deeper meaning.
It doesn't, but it's just like it bothers me because I am an overthinker.
Chain on my neck don't budge. Like, what does that mean?
I don't know either.
Exactly.
But the water on your butt like a tub. It's like, I'd rather hear chain on my neck don't budge.
I mean, yeah, but it makes just as much sense.
Maybe. Unless it's so heavy it don't move.
That's bullshit. That's not how physics works.
It does not. Or he got so many chains that it blocks some chains to not move.
Maybe, but like I said, as much sense.
He got so many diamonds on his chain, it doesn't budge.
You keep saying stuff, but it don't change it.
Water on his butt, like, is that a brand?
I don't think water's a brand.
Should we make a brand called Water for, like, women?
What would it be, though?
Like, leggings and boy shorts and shit? Call it Water? I mean, I know they be rocking that PSD.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's a brand that these girls wear. They, like, it look like boxer briefs. Maybe, I think. Or is it, like, workout?
I thought they'd just be wearing boxer briefs.
I don't know. Like is I don't know. It's called P something. I know it ain't PTSD, but I think it's called PSD. Penis shorts, dick. I think that's what it stands for.
Maybe.
Yeah. I think got like a dot in the middle of that. But anyway, yeah, we make this brand for women. I mean, you think about it, women Water. Just love to buy clothes. And why not go on the market for women to buy clothes? I'm not saying to exploit these women, but when you got more of a variety with comfortability, style. I mean, people making clothes like they doing podcasts.
True.
But
see, we got to make something that no one's making right now.
Pockets. Like, women love pockets. When they got pockets.
Yeah.
They love pockets, bro. Like, you know, their pocket's about like an inch.
Right.
So when they have, I think women don't even look at us about like, ooh, what he got on. Ooh, look at his haircut. Ooh, look at his hat. His personality. They want to see how deep
he got
pockets, bro. When you got deep pockets, bro, and they in them shits. They be like, ooh, how deep is your pockets?
And you
be like,
I get it. We don't have to make clothing.
Yeah.
We just have to offer the service to make pockets in all their clothing.
I'm saying we're going to have to make our own because.
No.
Huh? No?
No, what you mean? It's a service. We make pockets in whatever clothes they like. Because the chances of us being able to, like, make clothing to rival all other brands out there.
Yeah.
Is laughable.
Okay.
But if we provide a service that lets them keep the clothing that they already love. Because, you know, everybody's got their favorite pair of jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Add to that dress, leggings, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
The services, we just add working pockets to anything they want.
Question.
Answer.
Why do women necessarily need pockets, though? Other than for their phone.
Everybody like, likes pockets.
I mean, yes. But I'm just asking, like,
what
do they...
I feel lost if I don't have enough pockets.
Me, yes. But I'm talking about women because most of the time it's either a wristlet, it's a pocketbook, right? And then, like, when you out and you having a good time, you know, yeah, you don't want a whole lot in your hands. Sometimes they got the little throw-over joint. Yeah,
but they only got that stuff because they don't got pockets.
That's what I'm saying. Like, would you really use those pockets? Because y'all be carrying a lot of shit.
But what I'm saying is,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, we only carry, like, three things at most. Keys, phone, wallet. And yes, I said it backwards. But, or not in the right order. But I'm just saying, like, women be having, you know, they be having the makeup, they be having the fucking lady products. They might have some perfume, lotion. Like, we can't make pockets big enough for that shit.
Right. But they don't carry that stuff around with them every time they go out.
Maybe. I don't know. I guess when they probably had that shit in the car, more than likely.
Exactly. Right.
But when, like, we out and we at a zoo or some shit, yeah, they don't want to carry that shit around. So they got to have pockets. And I know, I don't know how much women really love it, but it looks very uncomfortable and dangerous to put your phone in your back pocket. Like, and it'd be sticking out.
Only
like
when
half
it's still
got
to be sticking out half the way.
Yeah. Like, it's like halfway sticking out. And these phones aren't getting, I'm about to say they're not getting any smaller. I don't think they are.
Not really.
So, like, do we just make it the pockets big enough to fit their phone in? And then we just, like, here you go. Here's four pockets, two back, two front, and make it bigger. Like, I just don't understand what else they would
make
want.
Them like men's pockets.
Right.
Because you know a man's pocket, you could fit more than just your phone in it.
Mm.
You could fit your phone plus stuff.
Yeah. But would it ruin their outfit?
That's the thing.
Big-ass bulge of stuff.
That's how we have
pocket.
To figure it out. We got to figure out a way to make them so that it doesn't ruin the outfit.
Find a way to kind of like make a pocket that's inside that doesn't show too much on the outside when they taking pictures and shit. I think that's what we need to do.
I mean, it's still, they got to figure out what they're putting in their pockets.
I don't know. This is hard. This is harder than I thought.
Nah, it's simple.
Okay.
We have no, it's not our problem what they want to put in their pockets.
Yeah, whatever you
we
say.
We just give them the opportunity.
We provide a service to that. And they might not ever use them, but they'd be like, you know what? I got pockets.
Half of the use of them would just be to show other women and be like, I got pockets.
Oh, so it's more of a bragging thing.
Have you not seen that?
Yes.
All right. Anytime a woman has a decent sized pocket on her clothing, that's the first thing she says
about
it.
They love pockets.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, Amber always in my pockets.
Exactly.
I'd be like, get out of my pockets.
That's not going to help that, but.
No, but they love pockets.
Should be able to talk about her own, too.
I'm just saying. I mean, we don't brag too much.
We don't have to because it's a normal thing for us.
Right.
It would stop them from doing it, too.
Maybe. It might take a while.
Yeah.
It might suppress it a little bit.
Most things do.
Yeah, but yeah. All right, I'm down. I'm down for the service thing. You make quite the point there.
Now, if I see this anywhere, I'm going to kill somebody.
Yeah, somebody's got to die. Partially.
Is there any other way?
Nope. Welcome back to the Lost in Translation podcast. It's your boy Juice.
It's George.
We got an intro this week. Hope everybody had a good week. George, how was your week?
My week was fine.
I don't want to hear it.
That's fair.
My week was fine.
That's cool.
So you remember I told you this is your podcast today?
Right.
The pocket thing? That was my last thing.
What are you talking about? That was me.
No.
That was me.
No, it was not you. That was not you.
How?
Because I started it.
Sway, how?
I started it. We talking about
not
water
the pocket specifically.
Water on the butt like a thug or something like that. I was like, we need to make clothing.
I'm still mad you're trying to take this whole pocket conversation.
All right, wait until I listen to it.
Go ahead.
Bro.
You may have introduced the topic that led to it, but you didn't start the pocket.
I started the pocket topic.
You did not.
The hot pocket topic. Pocket. Takis.
That could be what we call it. The
hot
pocket topic.
Call them thockets.
No. It's going to alienate too many people.
Nah. Like, you know, some girls just want to be thots. The thing. Maybe that night they just want to be a thot. But it's not necessarily the whole, the like, diet thots. You know what I mean? They just out there seem.
I think it'll give the wrong impression of our service.
Okay, nah, I like it. But we can work on it off the pod. Nah, you said it was a week. I'm glad you had a week. But yeah, now it's on you, bro. What we talking about?
What we talking about? We talking cold, hard facts.
All day?
Every day.
Here, give me a cold, hard fact.
Delaware is the first state.
Fact. Our state bird is a blue hen.
Fact.
Bears eat beets. Battlestar Galactica.
Fact. The sun is a star.
Fact. Don't like driving cars.
Fact. Okay. Okay.
Now I was just rhyming now.
All right.
Nah. Do you have a fact today?
Do I have a fact?
Another fact.
Oh.
As a matter of fact.
As a matter of fact.
Chris Rock got slapped.
Ah, I was hoping you weren't going
to
bring that up.
Nah, I just wanted to rhyme again.
Okay.
Yeah, but we don't have to bring it up. I had a week of that today.
Yeah, man. I've seen.
Too much.
Way too much.
I've used it too much, too. And now I feel bad.
Yeah.
But I don't.
Right.
Because technically people can still get Will Smith. All right, now I'm done.
It's
an action now.
Pretty much. It's become a whole nother thing. There's like so many things behind it too. Like,
yeah.
One, a lot of people saying it was staged, which I could see it. Two, it wasn't even Chris Rock's joke. It was written by the show. He just said it. Like, literally, he didn't even write the joke. He was just, it was just part of what he was supposed to be saying.
Damn.
And then a whole, like, other line of kind of conspiracy ideas, which, like, one, to improve the Oscars ratings.
Of course.
Because they've been going down.
Big time.
So, big Facts. Thing, draws all viewers in, increase the ratings. Two, some kind of out there shit about, I think it was Pfizer. I could be wrong that.
I heard about this one.
But with her having alopecia, and it was a joke about alopecia, that's what the slap happened. Pfizer was actually sponsoring the Oscars this year,
mm-hmm.
and they're about to come out with a medication for alopecia.
That's hell of, that's some promotion right there.
Wouldn't that?
I mean, it sucks that they used a black man and another black man to do it, but it What's was a new? Black woman What's that new? Said she had alopecia. Huh?
What?
But my thing is, like, we know people get smacked every day, B. Like, somebody, as we talking, five people done got slapped.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, in this apartment complex.
Oh, yeah.
No, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just talking about in the range that I'm in.
Probably.
Why you listening? It just smacks heard across the world. It's just this one slap that meant everything, that did it all. But I think it's only because of the hype and who they are. You got right. two legends. See, I ain't even want to fucking talk about this. I'm not.
No,
I'm not
going to
talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
It's too much. Shouldn't never been a thing.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but it's so disrespectful. Done. Being smacked is so disrespectful.
It is.
And you do it in live TV. In front of a bunch of white folk. Yeah,
it's worse than a punch.
That still kills me, though. But, yes, it's definitely worse than a punch.
Yeah.
Rather for you to punch the shit out of me than me to get slapped. And then motherfuckers out there getting knocked out by slaps. It's even worse.
Who getting knocked out by a slap?
A lot of motherfuckers getting... I mean, you know they got that slap competition.
I was thinking other than that.
But...
Because that's the point.
This nigga's in the street getting slapped. I know somebody...
Got knocked out by a slap.
Knocked out by a slap. Yep.
I mean,
it wasn't right. a long knockout, but it was not. I wasn't there, but I heard about it. But I know that person, and you can't say that you didn't. It didn't happen because there were people there.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
you can't.
Yeah, and it was some years ago. Maybe you know people forgot. I mean, I didn't, but maybe,
they probably didn't.
Yeah, they probably didn't. But if you've been knocked out by a slap, I'm not gonna say it's gonna be okay. But
it's not.
You're not the only one.
It's never going to be okay.
No. So if you send $5 today, you can help somebody that's been knocked out by a slap.
You can help the victims.
Get through. Yes, the victims. To get through their time in need. Luckily, we keep the funds.
Well, yeah, to help them.
To help them, to bring awareness. Like, there's no cure for this.
No.
We just bring awareness to the people that get slapped. And when they're ready to expose themselves to the trauma that they experience, we will let y'all know. And then, you know, you can give them a call, whatever. So send $5 today.
Right now.
Right now.
You have 10 seconds.
In the arms of an angel. what else is a fact, George?
Did that ever work? Those commercials?
Did you ever?
Fuck no.
Me either. I just turned. It's sad, man.
Yeah, don't want to see that. Yeah, like, it had to have worked on somebody, though.
The fact that they had them on, like, cartoon channels, too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, watching Looney Tunes.
What's a kid going to do?
I have no idea, bro. It's kind of a wild for that. All the money that they spent to put that ad on a cartoon
right
network. That, what was the point? I wonder if they worked, though. It had to be somebody doing that.
There had to have been at least one person.
Do you think that it, were you asking if it worked, if it helped, or were you asking if
just
it worked
if someone went for it?
Okay. I wonder if it helped. That's the real question.
Yeah, who can say?
Like a little Ponzi scheme, maybe?
Maybe. Never know. Everything's a Ponzi scheme. Fact.
Fact.
Everything.
Facts. I'm trying to think of another fact.
I hate how when you're trying to think of something, you can never do it.
Yeah. I could think of facts all day.
Right. Till right now.
You get on the mic, it's over. Fuck it. I mean, we spit facts every time we on this bitch anyway. So true. I ain't worried about that shit. We speak nothing but facts.
Nothing.
Nothing but. What else? Kind of fucked up. What else happened in the news? Or what's going on? Going for a motherfucking week, and then we came back lazy. We ain't got shit going on. Fuck wrong with us, though.
I mean, there's too much going on.
I don't think it's too much going on. It's just the one fucking thing, and we already said we weren't talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, there's other stuff, definitely.
Like what?
Like a bunch of stuff, man.
I must be missing it, because I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't, because...
Got that thing?
I don't like the way you said that. What thing?
You know the thing that happened?
I think I know the thing that you're talking about that happened, but what it did, it was it overshadowed by that other thing that happened?
Of course. That was the point.
I mean, should we talk about those things? I don't know. Ed.
I mean, we probably shouldn't.
All right. Maybe next
just
time.
Just because, like, I don't know if we should really get into it.
Yeah, bro, it's rough. It's rough. It's
really rough. Look at bullshit, like, so many episodes just like that. Just like, man, we would talk about that thing, but, like, I don't know if we should.
I don't think we should, man. I don't. Like,
is it really our place?
It's not. It's not. Damn, nigga, I almost caught a goddamn cramp. Hold on.
I was wondering what that face was.
That shit hurt. That hurt so much.
No, like, all the shit I've seen recently has been, like, political and shit.
I haven't been following politics at all. You gotta tell me.
Me neither, really. But, you know, that app that shall not be named. Let me tell you, it's taken its turn from... It like, happens in phases. Where there's, like, some subject that they focus on. It was racism for a while there. You see a lot of it. Now, it's morphed, not morphed, but it's changed to either half-naked women, like, because it's got its feature page, and it's, like, all over that, or a lot of gay and trans hate, like, just a ton.
Yeah. I guess, like, is it really for you? Like, because sometimes I'm if we're talking about the same app that shall not be named, Voldemort, like that.
The smiley face.
Okay.
Is the one I'm talking about.
Okay, all right. Voldemort.
Yeah.
So, like, that's what it's been the whole time? Because I don't get on there.
Like, the past 2 weeks, it's changed to that.
Wow.
Just, a ton of just... straight up trans and gay hate.
Is it because, like, the whole, like, sports thing?
Part of the sports thing, part of this whole bill going on in Florida, I think it is, with DeSantis. Oh. That don't say gay, as they're calling it, bill.
Don't say gay?
Yeah, I heard about that. Mm. It's... from what I've seen, it's a bill about trying to ensure that, I don't remember the age cutoff, but I think it's mostly elementary school kids aren't taught sex ed and things along those lines. Just because I guess the whole point is that they're too young to really need to even be concerned about things of that.
I kind of agree.
Scope or degree. Yeah, absolutely, I do too. Like,
that's just too much.
There's no need for it.
I mean, sex ed was already like a jump, which you don't learn until like middle school anyway. But it's like trying to teach elementary school kids what's what. Like, they don't understand.
Right.
They shouldn't be understanding
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? For the most part, now you can go on and say, like, what if they have two fathers or two mothers?
Well, I mean, I think the point in that situation is it's on the parents.
Yeah.
Like,
they kind of put themselves, not right. saying it's a bad thing, but that's their situation, so the school shouldn't have to handle
that. Right. I feel like the emphasis is really like
right.
school and teachers and things of that nature shouldn't be talking to kids of that age about anything sexual.
I wonder how you do that, because like I'm pretty sure there's gay couples that also agree with this. You know, like, you know, my child's not there to learn what gay, lesbian, trans is.
Right.
Not right now. I mean, but it's fine to have like social awareness of the shit. Like, you want your kids to, but like that shit doesn't start coming into play until, well, you would think high school.
You would hope.
You would, yeah. I mean, but if it happens in middle school, especially when it comes to like being gay, at least, or lesbian, or, you know, bi, whatever, you wouldn't think that this shit wouldn't happen until that time. But if you got that in middle school, it should be explained. Like, I think these kids nowadays really don't give a fuck. Like, I don't think that it bothers them too much. I just don't want my kid to learn that shit in elementary school. Let them be a kid. Right. Like, let them be a kid. Like, yeah. How would you handle it? Like, when would you want your kid to experience this? Because, like, I can only imagine how it was when schools became, became segregated.
Desegregated.
Yeah. So it's like explaining a white kid that ain't never seen a black kid before.
Right.
Like, or at any time, it'd just be like, you know, why is he chocolate? Or something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, when do you do that? Because kids don't have a filter.
Right.
And like, sometimes they can be a little hurtful in regard.
See, I know it's not the way it really works, but yeah. With kids that young, I think in all, maybe not all, but most situations, like what you were just mentioning, the race thing,
yeah.
Or even, I don't even know what other example, but without adults teaching them their own beliefs and ideas, the kids come up with their own. And I think they should be free to do that. Because, I mean, there's, without influence from home or the public, kids aren't inherently hateful or bigoted or anything. Like, because unless it's taught to them, another person is just a person. So, like, I think it only becomes issues once people, adults, add their own opinion and own thoughts into it.
Right.
Trying to teach a kid.
Which is really hard, because whatever you have, it's like we all have the right to think how we think. It's just that there's consequences behind those certain things.
Right.
So if you're like homophobic and your kid come home and tell you like, "Dad, I seen two boys kiss on the in the playground, or they were holding hands, or whatever the case may be." That father is probably gonna drop the F-bomb like heavy. Like, "Don't you talk to those? Da, 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 da. Don't you dare! They're just this, this, and that." Just like, it's hard because they can say whatever the fuck they want in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
So because they're molded by that, I can see how it can be a little difficult for the teachers, or like when they get to middle school or of age, to understand what that shit is. It's like, it's kind of hard because it's like, yo, you can't say that. That's not a good thing to say in society. Like, how do you fucking do that? That shit is so nerve wracking because I'm about to be a dad. But it's like, and then you can't control what else anybody else do, because a lot of grandparents, well, probably not now, but maybe they are. A lot of grandparents, great grandparents maybe, could still be bigoted, could still be homophobic, could still be this. Like, I'd be hearing some shit from older folks. I'd be like, damn, bro, like, this is a new age.
Yeah, well.
But you can't change their mind. They're stuck in their ways.
I mean, everybody's got their own beliefs.
Yeah, man. Just hopefully that your kid makes the right decision, which you can't tell them what it is, but hopefully they make the right decision to be, like, socially aware on what's going on and that people are different. And hopefully they don't have any negative towards any one person or any sexual orientation or anything. I mean,
that's the thing. I don't think anybody should. I don't know where I was going with that thought. Never mind.
Yeah, me either.
Just people are individuals. So just because someone is this or is that, I don't think you should judge them based off of what you know of that thing or the other. Yeah. Like, especially if talking, like, trying to explain it to a child, just like you can mention, oh, well, they're this thing, but they're still them, like, know this person, not this group that they might be a part of.
Yeah. Like, they, you got a lot of kids, like, coming home telling their parents that they're gay, young age, or they're bi.
Right. Where do you think that comes from?
I don't know. And I was just sitting there thinking, like, I don't know, JoJo Siwa or something. Like, I
media.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's the only place. And you got it everywhere. You have it, TikTok, TV shows, kids shows, just shit's everywhere.
Right.
And you want your child to express themselves any way possible. But how can you fucking tell your child, like, you don't even know what this means?
Just like that.
Like, but you don't want to be mean about it either. You'd be like, okay, if you like.
But would you prefer to be mean at that moment?
Yeah.
And, like, not saying, like, abuse them, like, verbally abuse them about it because they're being dumb along those lines.
Yeah.
Or let them be influenced by outside sources that you don't trust.
Ooh.
Because, I mean, that's what's happening. Point. And if you just say, if you just go along with it and agree with them and let them just keep going with whatever they're hearing, they're going to start thinking that that's right.
Right.
Not knowing where the source is coming from, you can't know if that's right.
Yeah, but what if you don't, like, agree with them? I mean, you kind of tell them, like, you know, and then they can grow to learn if they really do or not. Like, I'm pretty sure there's an in-between there that you can do. To be like, I'm not going to just smack my son up the head if he tell me he gay. And I'm like, boy, you don't even know what the hell that means.
Right.
Like, I'm not going to smack him, do it. But, like, maybe I could sit down and understand and be like, son, what, like, where did this come from?
Right. How do I think you feel, that's the way to approach it.
How do you feel like you know what gay is? Because then I'm going to have to explain to him what gay is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Bisexual, whatever. It's just like, you haven't even experienced that. Like, I understand it's okay to have love for another man. But, like, are you in love with another man? You get what I'm saying? Like, because there's two different things there. You know what I mean? I love people. I love you. Doesn't necessarily mean I'm gay.
Oh. You didn't say no homo. You know what I'm saying?
Huh? Damn. Might be. No, but it's like, you get what I'm saying? Like, because I don't want to be that person. Like, I'm going to love my kid unconditionally, no matter what they want to do. The transgender thing definitely should wait. Like, I think so. I'm fine with it.
Agreed.
Do what you want to do.
As an adult.
Yes, because it's just like, that's something you can't go back from.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So I want to make sure this is what you want and you really want it.
Want to make sure you know what you're actually talking about.
Like, because the media is a bitch. It's very strong.
I think it's better to be
power top, actually. The media is definitely a power top, huh?
I'm gonna ignore that one because that was weird. I think it's better to be, I can't think of a better way to put it. So I'm going to say overly harsh at first than it is to be too soft. And okay. I'm not, again, I'm not talking about like demonizing or.
Just talking about tough love.
Being like, taking it to a level where you like teach hate or or fear or anything. But I think it's good to set them straight. As far as, look, you're too young for this. Whatever you might be feeling, I don't think you know what you're talking about. Truly. I don't think you can understand it at this point. So, this isn't happening. Type deal. Like, obviously, this should not be worded like that. But I don't know. I'm not actually having that talk right now, so I don't know how I'd say it. But
Yeah.
I think setting them down and letting them know, like, look, I don't know what you think this is. Like you said, talk through it with them. Try to figure out what they actually think they're saying.
Right.
And
I think elementary.
That's setting when, limits.
Yeah. That's where you really got to give that diversion, because you don't want to start talking about sex to an elementary kid. So that's when you exactly. just like, no, blah, blah, blah. Middle school still shouldn't. But who's to say? I mean, they out there. That's when you start actually having feelings for, you start having crushes, you start having these things, and you know what middle school is. So, yeah, I think elementary is kind of wild.
Yeah.
When I said that power top thing, I thought about it. I was like, yo, I'm listening too much Flagrant.
Think so?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I don't know why that came out of my mouth. I'm not sorry for it.
That's why I said I wasn't going to even touch it.
Acknowledge it. I was just thinking about that. But, yeah, so I think, I don't know, man. I just got to wait to see. Like, and I'm not going to push heterosexual things to my son either. Not at a young age.
Like, oh, right. Yeah,
yeah. Because you just.
Sex, period.
Yeah, at all. You know what I mean? So it's just like, whatever. So it ain't like I'm going to just go ahead and do that because I don't want to teach him what bi and gay and stuff like that is. But I'm just like, bro, leave it alone until middle school.
Right.
Be a kid, man. Talk about cartoons and shit. Talk about Pokemon or something. Like. And then, again, it is hard because they kind of push it in.
Exactly.
Yeah, and kids need it too.
I don't know, man. I don't think school is the right way to go. For kids. School. Yeah. I don't think, I mean, obviously I haven't been in a school in, what's this?
8 years.
Seven.
Nine.
Jesus Christ. Almost 10 years.
And
it was a different time.
Yeah,
at that point for sure.
I mean, but it was still going around.
Yeah, no, it was, but not like, not on this level.
Nah.
That today has reached.
If you're talking about media, yeah.
Yeah, just everything in general.
Yeah, because, I mean, you had people in school.
Oh, well, yeah, of course.
Yeah, but it's like, nobody, I didn't give a fuck.
Exactly.
It was like, but yeah, man, like, I mean, I've met some kids that's been homeschooled. We know a couple.
Yeah.
They got a good hit on their shoulder. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. More than likely, they got siblings.
A little weird.
So.
Sometimes.
A little.
But I think if you can engage them in enough extracurricular activities, like getting them involved in a sport, like a regional sport, and just other stuff like that where they're at least around kids. I don't think public school is the way to go for kids.
Maybe. All right, this might be my plan. Elementary, homeschool, but go to the Boys and Girls Club or something, daycares. Middle school, that's when you jump in. Jump in middle school, because then, I know. But
no,
but then, that's where shit starts to get socially awkward.
True.
And you have to be able to handle that anywhere you go as an adult. And then when you get into the high school, that's when you start to actually be comfortable with social awkward things sometimes. But you start to learn more.
Okay.
And I just feel like that's where you build more character. Like, you're still trying to find yourself, like.
Right.
People at the age of 30 still trying to find themselves. But
true.
You know what I mean? I just think high school can help with that because you want to, you know, get them through prom, have their first crush or whatever. You just want to have that kind of experience because that just builds you. And I don't want to homeschool them from first to 12 or K to 12. You know what I mean? I think that would be more the way to go, to have them in the extracurricular things like Boys and Girls Club, maybe play Pee Wee football or something. I don't know.
Right.
If that's what they're into. But if Amber talking about one and done, he ain't going to have any siblings. Got plenty of cousins and stuff. But more than likely, they're going to go to public school. And he'd be the only one that's homeschooled. So, I don't know. That would just be my plan if I'm like, nah, you're not going to elementary because they doing too much. They're not letting you be a kid now.
True.
We weren't thinking about that shit at all.
Period.
I don't remember any time elementary.
Not once.
Titties, that was it. Just nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, man. Mm. But middle school, that's when it started to happen.
Well, yeah.
Started. But yeah, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I just saw.
You lying, because you don't even know what you saw.
No, I know what I saw. Fire. I just don't know what I'm trying to say. Started watching 1883.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yellowstone prequel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just made me think again.
Red Dead.
No. I wish I was alive at that time.
Yeah, because you definitely don't need a phone in your hand.
I don't. I have purpose.
George, you have purpose.
I have no purpose.
You haven't got off the phone to find it.
That means I have no purpose.
Is your purpose the phone?
No.
It's not?
But if I haven't found it, then I have no purpose.
That's not true.
That's 100% true.
You're still here.
Something doesn't exist until it's found.
That's not true. That's not true.
Or do aliens exist?
They've been found.
Where?
The government. They told us. We might not have seen an alien yet, but I'm just saying. Like, we don't give a fuck anymore, you know what I mean? Okay. But
do ghosts exist?
Yes. People have seen ghosts. There's a ghost at the store that be knocking bread off every day, bro.
Has it been proven?
Yes. Throw it right
at me. The bread.
Oh. Bread is real. It exists.
You can't. No.
What a sandwich made out, bro. What is a sandwich made out
of? I don't believe it.
Nah.
Can't be true.
I'm sorry, 1883 purpose. No, I'm playing.
Nah. It just made me think again how I wish I was alive at that time.
I'm going to fucking start watching Yellowstone. I haven't been like...
See, like, I wanted to do 1883 first because it looked like one that I would enjoy more.
Can I stop you there for a second?
Go for it.
I can tell that you don't watch nothing. Why would you start with the prequel first, bro?
Because it's not related closely enough where it would matter.
Ain't it about the
It's just very loosely about their beginnings.
Who's the family? What's the family that is following?
Dutton.
Dutton. I said
the Dutton family.
I said the Duffin. The Muffin family.
It was close.
All right.
But like it's just literally about their beginning in America.
Yeah.
But like the there's no
okay
characters that relate besides the fact that it's the family name.
All right. You win.
So like you can watch it first and not have any issues.
Okay.
And it just looked like a show that I think I would enjoy more than Yellowstone itself.
You say you started watching it though?
Yeah, we watched the first episode.
Okay. It's all right though.
It's all right.
Yeah.
I want to keep watching it.
I think it's just like the hype behind Yellowstone, but I mean I hear it's like really good, so
that's what I've heard.
I think I'm gonna jump on Yellowstone, and then if it's that good, I'll go to 1883. I don't know. And it's just about a family trying to keep their land.
Yeah. It just seems more like it's a. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't.
Never do.
Pretty much. I mean, it's dramatized.
Dramatized.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, yeah. I don't know what I'm trying to say right now.
I don't know, bro. I think you're just rambling now.
Maybe.
Caught you. You're
maybe.
Caught in a cycle that you can't get out of now.
Maybe.
But I'm here to help you.
Thank you.
I don't know what to say next either. I got you out, though. I got you out.
We can say that. We can say that.
You up. Yeah. Yeah, bro. Like, I can understand where you want to go back into that time. That's a little bit too far for me. But,
bro, I'm just saying, there was black men walking around. No issue.
Just trying to pander to black people to watch the show.
I did think that. I was like, because I thought about it, because I knew I was going to say something like that, like this to you.
Yeah.
And I knew that would be your first point.
Yeah.
I was like, nah, but there's like one of the main guys so far, or very prominent guys.
The token black guy.
Is a black guy.
Token.
Maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is he a Duffin?
He's not. I don't know if any of them are Duttons. They didn't really. I didn't really notice any names yet.
You show me a black Dutton, I'll show you that show ain't racist. Or are they not racist?
But who said they had a? Anyway. And I was like, I knew that would be your first.
I mean, because that's what they do. It's just something that.
And it's fair. Does, and yeah. I did think that, and I was like, yeah, that's probably true.
Mm, yeah, but you know, still won't like it won't prevent me to watch it.
Yeah.
Yes.
I get it.
But, and I honestly, I wasn't saying that because of, like, black hardship, but I was just saying, like, just the time. Like, I don't mind being outside, and I guess I don't mind doing some farm shit, but it's like, that's not me. I think I just want to be more where some shit was, like, happening. It just seemed like with media now, nobody wants to do anything. You know what I mean? Or we make excuses not to do anything, or motherfuckers just take the pictures to not live in the moment type shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I kind of just want to go back, like I said, the 70s and shit. Like, it's black hardship everywhere.
It's true.
Like, I can't jump out of that shit unless I was white.
Pretty much.
You know what I mean? So it's not even about that. It's just what was going on. Like, I kind of wouldn't want memory of what's going on now, because then, like, if I go back and go to a fucking arcade or something, be like... Hey. Games ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but you know, I just
you call this a game?
Right.
Graphics are terrible.
2070s and 90s, man. Just seemed like a better time for like everything.
I can see it.
But I'm just a old head. So
that's fair. That's fair.
I mean, you older. You're an older head, but I'm an old head, so
sure.
Mm-hmm.
It works.
Would you you telling me you wouldn't go back to the 70s?
Nah, I'd take it.
Exactly.
Anything other than this time would be good.
Exactly.
Literally. Literally. Except
early 2000s even.
Maybe not too far past the late 1800s.
Yeah, because that should be kind of
Yeah, trash. Then it's just crazy.
Yeah.
Just a little too wild for me.
We'd be dead by now.
Oh, without doubt.
And our lifespan would have been dead now. We've been eating nothing but like red meat, salt. I'm drinking no water. Like, motherfuckers wasn't drinking water back in the day.
I know.
Dehydrated as fuck all the time.
That's always.
Like, I'm pretty sure they were catching cramps in wars and shit.
Oh, had to be.
Like, why? Why motherfuckers wasn't drinking water? The only motherfuckers I bet that was drinking water back then was everything on the East. Everybody on the East was drinking water. Except for maybe like past the UK. Maybe like Asian culture was out there drinking water. But.
Probably.
America. Fucking England and shit. They weren't drinking no fucking water. And why am I talking about water? I don't know. Maybe because it's almost the end of the episode. But I'm just rambling.
It's all good.
Drink your water. It. Drink your water.
Water's important.
It is. Well, all right, George. Are we done here?
I think we're done.
All right, what's the word of the day, bro? I knew you weren't thinking about that.
Purpose.
Purpose. Something you ain't got, nigga. Ah, no, Flint. I'm lying. You had purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You had purpose. Okay. I believe in you, bro. I believe in you. Purpose, everyone. You always have it, but if not, you make a purpose. You gotta make that shit. If you don't believe that life gives you a purpose, you create purpose.
See, now that makes sense.
Exactly.
Because life doesn't give you purpose.
Nope, we just here to die. But.
Exactly.
You make purpose. You make your life purposeful.
That. Good words.
Yeah. No doubt. All right, guys. This has been the Lost in Translation Podcast.
Thank you for getting lost with us.
We lit. We lit. We lit. We lit.